tell us about your experiences of the media?
Over the last few years since I've started Midlothian Family Support Group and then Families Campaign for Change, the media have been interested in what I've got to say because I have put my name and my voice out there. I don't hide my anonymity and I don't hide the fact that I'm a mum of three recovering addicts. And there's always a story wanted round about the times of the drug deaths being announced. The media jump on that like it's an annual event and it has to, and every newspaper and every television programme, my phone goes like mad the day before it in the morning of the announcement. And I feel quite sad that that's when they choose to go and make it so public. But the biggest thing that I don't like, and I'm able to see it, when they're introducing these stories in the newspaper and the television, this showing needles, spoons and paraphernalia, that's what really upsets me, to see that they've never moved away from that over the years. That's all you ever see, and they're still doing it. That's the first thing they put up. So to the general public, the feedback I get, that puts their backs up right away, and that starts the stigma immediately. This paraphernalia is shown. Instead of showing something more sympathetic, maybe a family in crisis, a photograph of a family, or someone in addiction in despair, that would, I think, would hit home, which the stigma campaign on the television just now, I think that is really good, that's working, but they need to change that to the media and the newspapers instead of this drugs paraphernalia. So I would say probably from now on, unless if I'm involved in an interview and that's what they're going to start it with, I'll withdraw from doing it. And I think that's going to have to be a stance that we take to say, we've decided we want this paraphernalia to be stopped as the first thing that comes up on the screen or on the front of a newspaper when you're telling a story. Because behind the story of that paraphernalia is always very sad. It's very upsetting to people to see how addiction affects our loved ones and the family. And then you get the empathy and the shock and how serious it is. But before people's got to that bit of the story, they've judged it already. So I think it would be quite easy to make a stance on that with the paraphernalia. That's my biggest issue with it. Not an issue with the journalists or the people that's interviewed me. I feel have been very compassionate. And a lot of the newspaper interviews that I've done over the years, the reporters have told me they've had addiction in their own family and they could see me like their mum because I was in such despair and how I fought for my family to get the right services and treatment to help them get into recovery with the trauma that they've had in their life. So I don't find it particularly daunting with the journalists themselves, and I have built a relationship up with a few journalists that I now trust, and I'm willing to go with interviews and documentaries that I'm now involved with. But I am making a stance regarding the way the first images come up on the television or in the newspapers to try and get them to stop this, the needles, the tin foil, the substance, mostly heroin and tablets, because that does affect the general public towards the stigma.
You've shared your story quite a lot, I think, in very many outlets. What's been good about sharing your story?
I feel free. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of what they've achieved. And once I got over the embarrassment, the shame of being a mum with addiction in the family, it was a release to be able to talk about it, and it helps hundreds of other families with what I've done over the years, and I mean hundreds, the amount of feedback I get and phone calls I get because I'm proud to put my name out there and share my story. Because I'm no embarrassed or ashamed, I'm so, so proud of my family for what we've achieved. And we've done it as a family. My family couldn't have done this without me, and I couldn't have done it without them. We've gained the strength for each other, and it's been a ripple effect. It's a parallel path to recovery, and it's the whole family needs to recover. And that's exactly what's happened in my family, because I've never stopped loving my family. I've never stopped supporting them. Sometimes I've not liked what's happened, and I don't always agree with what's happened, but I've been there to love and support them and never stopped. And I'm really proud today, sitting at this time in 2022, to say my three girls are in recovery and doing amazing, and we all support each other.
If you could, I think you've mentioned it before, but if you could give advice to a journalist who's writing about addiction and recovery, what would it be?
My advice would to be come in to the story with a very open mind and have compassion and understanding. If addiction was any other illness like cancer or diabetes, the sympathy and the care and compassion would automatically be there. When you mention these illnesses, the minute you mention addiction, stigma steps out right away. People's very opinionated, that actually don't know anything about the story of addiction and how it affects a family, how it affects their loved ones in addiction. It is a disease of the brain, but people don't agree with that. They'll say it's a choice. It maybe is a choice to start with, but it then becomes, there is no choice, it's addiction and needs help and support. And if people had more empathy towards addiction and stopped showing the paraphernalia at the beginning of every story, the stigma would soon start to lift and people would maybe see what was behind these stories, the trauma that's behind nearly every addict. There's always trauma behind their story. Mental health issues are very serious in addiction, and I think they need to have a wee bit of research and a wee bit of education before they come in with two boots to start making opinions on something that they actually really don't know about. Unless you've got addiction in your family and understand it, I think you're too opinionated, and that's where the stigma comes.
Thank you.